2019年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
ナンバーワン。
Hello, I'm here for an influenza shot. My name is Eric Hamilton.
Yes, Mr. Hamilton. The doctor will be with you soon. Do you have any questions about the shot?
Can I play sports after I get my shot? I'm supposed to play in a beach volleyball tournament tomorrow.
Yes, you can. There should be no problem doing activities like that.
Question. What does the man ask?Number 2.
Welcome to Home Plus Superstore. How can I help you, sir?
I just finished building a fence around the garden in my backyard. Now, I'd like to paint it. Could you tell me where the outdoor paints and brushes are?
Of course, sir. They're in aisle 5. Feel free to ask me for anything else you might need.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Question.What do we learn about the man? Number 3.
Birchfield Phone Company. May I have your name and home telephone number, please?
Yes, it's Elaine Fisher. And my number is...555-1235. I'd like to know why my phone is not working. I'm calling from a payphone.
Let me check. It seems that you haven't paid your phone bill yet. Your phone will be turned on again as soon as you pay it.
I see. Thank you.
Question. Why is the woman making this call?Number 4.
How did your job interview go, Cindy?
Well, they offered me the job, and I wanted to take it. But in the end, I decided not to.
Why? Was the salary too low?
No, they actually offered me more than I expected, and the people were nice too. Unfortunately, the company was farther away from home than I thought. The commute would have taken too long.
Question.Why did Cindy decide not to take the job? Number 5.
Coach, why did you take me out of today's game?
I've told you, Jen, you're not giving the ball to your teammates enough.
I'm sorry. It's just that I really want to score a goal.
I understand. Just try to share the ball with the team a little more, okay? And don't worry, you'll play in the next game.
Question. What does the coach tell the girl? Number 6.
Welcome to Townsville Police Station, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to report a car that has been parked in the space outside my house for the last 2 weeks. Could you come and remove it?
Okay, ma'am. If you could give me your address, I'll send an officer to your house later this afternoon.
That would be great. Thanks for your help.
Question. Why did the woman go to the police station? Number 7.
How is your shrimp curry, Doris? My beef stew is delicious.
Actually, it's too spicy for me, Gary. I don't really want to eat it.
Why don't you tell the waiter you don't like your meal?
I think I'll just order something else. I don't want to complain.
Question. What will Doris probably do now? Number 8.
Hi, Charlie. Is your mom home? I wanted to borrow a few eggs to make a cake.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Adams. My mom's just gone to the store, but let me get some for you.
If it's a problem, don't worry about it. I could go to the store myself, too, you know.
No, that's okay. We always have plenty in the refrigerator.
Question. What will the boy do next? Number 9.
Dan, I need that story you've been working on. The one about City Hall. The deadline's in 3 hours.
I'm still working on it, but I should be done soon. I have to call the mayor's office and check something, though.
Well, I want this story on the front page of tomorrow's paper. We're counting on you.
Okay, Ms. Jefferson.
Question. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 10.
Al, there's something I want to talk to you about.
What is it, honey?
Well, it's about our son. Billy says that he wants to try playing ice hockey, but I'm worried that he'll get hurt.
You worry too much. Ice hockey isn't that dangerous. I was on my school's ice hockey team when I was Billy's age, and I never got hurt.
Question. What do we learn about the couple's son? Number 11.
Dave, you're going to Anna's party tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask you something about that. I've been to her house before, but I'm not sure I can remember how to get there from the station.
Well, if you want, we can go together. But I might be a few minutes late, depending on when my part-time job finishes.
That's no problem. Just call me when you finish work.
Question. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Number 12.
Welcome to Fiona's Fashions. Do you need any help?
Yes, actually. I'm looking for a birthday present for my wife. Unfortunately, I don't know much about women's clothes.
Well, let me ask you some questions about your wife. For example, her size, what her favorite color is, and so on. Then we can pick out something that would suit her together.
Great. Thank you very much.
Question. How will the man probably find a present for his wife? Number 13.
John, are you going to eat lunch in the college cafeteria today?
I don't know. It's always so crowded. I went there yesterday, and I couldn't find a place to sit.
Well, the weather is really nice today. Do you want to buy some sandwiches and eat outside?
Sure. I know a park with some picnic tables that's not too far from here.
Question: Why doesn't the man want to eat in the cafeteria? Number 14.
Honey, those people we met at the beach today were nice, weren't they?
Yeah. We're having dinner with them at the hotel tonight, right? Maybe after that, we can invite them back to the beach.
Yeah. We could make a little fire and have a beach party.
I'm not sure we're allowed to make fires on the beach. Let's check with the hotel staff to see if it's okay.
Question: What does the man suggest? Number 15.
Hello, Dolly speaking.
Hi, Dolly. It's Bob. Thanks for inviting me to your party last night. I had a great time, but I was wondering if I left my camera at your apartment. Have you seen it?
I don't think so, Bob. I've found a jacket, but nothing else.
Well, I guess I'll keep looking for it. I've already checked my house and car. Thanks anyway.
Question: What does the man ask the woman?